I was in a service station and Kate Middleton was there.
This is a dream. This.
No. This is fucking true. This happened. Oh, it was.
Hang on. If this is real, how come this is the first any of us are hearing of it?
Was there?
Where the fuck
off?
Well,
there you go. Lou's just been given a brew.
Yeah, that's a great way to start a podcast. Lou's brews. I think Lou's brews. Later, we'll do some Lou's news for the kids that are listening. You've got something between your teeth.
What?
I've seen that.
Toxic waste bullshit on it. What is it?
It's like a black.
Thing,
yeah.
I've not eaten anything.
Well, you've obviously been eating some black shit because you've got some black shit in your teeth.
Has it gone?
Has what gone?
No,
no, it's still there. It's right in the middle of your teeth.
It's wacky radio, this.
Gone?
No, there it is. Yeah, there it is. What is that? Put it back in your mouth, see what it is.
It's not eating it. Oh, it's a fly, is it?
A fly?
No, between your teeth? Just a bit of black shit.
Have you got a fly between your teeth? Oh, God.
I was ready to cut this. Welcome to Wizard Sleeve.
Not good.
Issue 17.
Is it?
Yes.
I thought the last one was 15.
Was it? Oh, 16 then, whatever. Skip one.
Whatevs.
We've uploaded 16 to Podomatic, so...
Was it, right?
Yeah, so it's 17.
Wasting precious time
here. Oh, God, right.
Yeah, Daz has got... He's gone in 30... I mean, he's not going. Wink. In, X amount of time. 37 minutes.
Right, okay, well...
I get to look cool with a toothpick.
Yeah. Looking cool on radio, yeah.
Everyone can do that. what we're going to start with? Out of the thinly veiled structure that we've got.
Very thin, but, you know, I've been getting so much fan mail.
Is that right?
That,
I sent you a video of someone farting.
I've seen that, isn't it? Have you seen that where that guy farted and slowed it down and made a song out of it? It's like an orchestral piece.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Oh, check it out.
Let's go, send it later. If I remember, I'll post it on the website when I upload this episode. I thought we could do a hit of shit.
Yeah.
On the trailers. So, should we do some hit? Should we start off with hit or shit, get the ball rolling?
Yeah, do it.
Let's do this. Here's the jingle. Jingle, come on.
Teases and trailers, Michael Bay's failures. We never asked for this. Hit or shit.
What do you think of that, James?
Well, I've never been present for anything like that.
So, not many trailers out this week.
Might as well start on the one that we've all seen. Because I believe it's the only one we've all seen.
Spectre.
Oh, I've seen Spectre.
Yeah, that's two.
What's the other one?
That and that dinosaur shine that you posted up.
What's that?
Oh, yeah, that looks awful. Anyway, we'll get to that.
Shit.
Spectre, again, what... I don't know.
Looks very good.
Was there much to learn from it? It looks all right to me. Well, I'm not usually like a Bond. I'm not usually a Bond fan.
The Emergency's Secret Service music on the trailer. Having the old school Bond music on there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Looks good.
Daniel Craig's been a good Bond. Apart from Quantum of Solace, but that was just
a bad film.
It's a dumb movie.
Yeah. Which always tickled me. I don't know if it was
no, he's a great Bond. He looks like someone you want to fuck about with, doesn't he?
He looks like the real guy. Yeah. Like, you know, he looks like one of the. I saw a few years ago. I was in a service.
The real guy.
No, like the real kind of those guys.
You met James Bond.
Like MI5 guys. You know, these, like MI5 fucking shock troops. You know.
Yeah.
I was in a service station a few years ago.
The MI5 shock troops.
listen, right.
They all look the same, apparently. They all look like Daniel.
No, Craig. Get this right. I was in a service station, and Kate Middleton was there.
This is a dream. This.
No. This is fucking true. This happened. Oh, it was like in. It was down south somewhere, and I went into this service station to get like a bottle of water or something. And I noticed in the shop that I was in, everyone was like looking around the corner, like, you know, there was like a bit of a crowd gathering. And I just thought, you instantly think, oh, someone famous is here. But it was Kate Middleton, and it was just before they got married.
She buying a pack of Chesterfields.
She was like round the other side, so maybe she was going KFC or something. I don't know. And she's got a fucking family bucket. And anyway, she walked out, and there were like loads of people following her and stuff like that. And it was a bit surreal just to see her in a fucking service station, you know,
just on her own.
No, she had like guys. She had people with her. This is what I'm getting to.
Like bodyguards.
Yeah, she had bodyguards with her. And then I got in my car, and then I pulled round to the petrol station, and her car was in front of mine. And she'd like. What are you laughing at?
I think you've imagined this.
No. This is real.
It's fucking Blencountry.
This is fucking real. And anyway, her car's there.
Hang on. If this is real, how come this is the first any of us are hearing of it? We've known you for years. This is the sort of shit that had at least come up once in a conversation.
Sure, I've mentioned this.
Do you know
before.
Who I saw on the service station during the week? Because I'm driving up and down.
I'm sure I've mentioned this before. Anyway, right. So she's in her little.
He's been keeping it secret just for an occasion like this.
So she's in this like little BM sports car. And fair play to her, you know, she went in herself and paid herself and stuff like that and came out.
Yeah, without money.
Got in a car. not then. She was still a civilian then. She wasn't married.
But so she's still got a shitload of people wandering about protecting her.
Well, she was engaged to the.
Yeah, so.
Prince William.
She won't pay for nothing.
Nah. Did he come out a bit like that?
You know.
It's crazy.
Anyway, carry on with the fever dream.
What'd she buy?
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat,
a Scooby-Doo nugget, nodding dog, and a prawn sandwich.
Well, the new station's one of us. That's what
they're called. And she got in a car and everything, and she like. While she was filling up, actually, she looked at me and stuff. You know, maybe it's because I was just staring at her, I was just eyeballing her.
Oh, I should have married him.
And she's fucking tall though. She's about 6'8". And
what?
And anyway,
Amazon.
And anyway, on
so
the
what would that make?
You sure it was Kate Middleton? And not some
is he about 7 foot tall?
He's
like?
A giant. That's
space. Yeah, I was going to say this actually fits with the old David Eichmann.
Yeah. David Icke was right. but in the next lane in the thing there was a Range Rover with two guys in it who looked just like Daniel Craig. They were both like kind of like stocky guys, you know, and they both had really short blonde hair with cabbage heads, yeah.
And just behind them was Hogan on a tricycle.
Give me this.
I'm fucking telling you, this was
did
real.
You fly off onto the moon.
This happened. This happened. This was real.
Was it Hulk Hogan or was it Hulk Hogan?
Hulk. Oh. I saw Hulk Hogan recently been fired.
Have you seen Hulk Hogan?
If anyone's not seen it, Google it. Oh, you can send in a self-addressed envelope.
Self-addressed envelope.
Yeah. To PO box.
Pictures.
Yeah. No, but that was
bullshit.
That was fucking real, man. And
what was your point linking it to the fact that we've seen Spectre?
The fact that the guys who actually are the real guys, who are the bodyguards of royalty and all that, actually look the way Daniel Craig does in James Bond. They didn't look like Piers Brosnan.
Yeah, Bond looks like someone you won't fuck about.
Well, he looks like an.
Huh?
No.
The thing I like about Bond is I always see him as. While he's causing all this shit and blowing things up, the actual proper spies who aren't getting caught and are doing the proper work are just off. He's just a big distraction because he's blowing shit up, causing a massive thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because he'd be in all the papers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're at Skyfall where the train subway coming in and one thing and another. Yeah,
you're not covering shit like that up. I'm not being funny.
No.
So is Bond like the Inspector Gadget of MI5?
Yeah, where he's not Roger Moore. Driving half a car in France. You know, nobody ignores that, do they?
And then he gets back, he goes, save the day again, boss. And they go, yeah, right, whatever.
Gosh, you did.
Well, you've got 3,000 civil servants and made the country run.
Yeah. yeah, exactly. So, anyway, is Christoph Waltz, Inspector, is he Blofeld?
No,
apparently not.
Well, that's not his name in the cast, is it? But
no. I don't know.
But he says in it, he says that there's a line in the trailer that goes something along the lines of, I've been behind everything that's happened to you.
Yeah, that was the rumour originally, wasn't it? And then they said that they weren't doing the Blofeld thing. But
I read a rumour as well that there's a point where he becomes disfigured facially during the film as well. Oh. Blofeld, scary eye kind of
thing. And all his hair gets burnt off. And then he gets a cat. I mean, that would have been great, that, if there'd have been a shot in that where he just turned around and he's got this big Persian cat. Mm. Hello.
I don't know. It looks more traditional Bond as well than the last couple, I think, action wise. It seems like there's a lot of kind of action set pieces, especially with cars and gadgets.
I know, but to be fair, in the last few Bonds, I mean, can you really see Roger Moore kicking the shit out of someone in a toilet?
No.
You're like Daniel Craig.
No, no.
Because that's the whole thing. They've kind of gone back to early Bond, haven't they, where he's not calmed down enough. He just goes
swinging.
Well, it's
like what they tried to do with the Dalton movies, but it just wasn't the right time.
Freeze,
you
bloody bastard. Was there any truth in the rumour that it, I'm not going to say Idi Amin, that's the name that keeps popping in my head, but Idris Luther is going to be the next Bond?
People
need
to say,
I think he'd make a very good Bond,
yeah.
Because again, I know folk were, because he's black, I know folk were complaining about that, but to me, it doesn't, I'm not really bothered, because if you go back to the David Niven Casino Royale, again, the other thing with Bond that I like, is it's a name. It's not a person.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
like,
always
it's
the name.
Strong, yeah.
So all the Bonds that have come before have been Bond.
Yeah.
And then they've just died. So they've gone, right, well, we need to keep this legend going.
Yeah.
You can be Bond.
I think it'd be...
You look a bit tasty. You can be Bond. I mean, I don't know what happened with Roger Moore, mine, but...
Eight.
Anyway.
So that...
And that's why they picked him.
That's why he left.
Yeah, I think it'd be a bold move casting him, but I think it'd be good. I think it'd piss a lot of people off.
Yeah,
racists mainly.
Yeah, the people it's going to piss off, who cares whether it pisses them off?
Well, exactly, yeah, precisely.
I think it wouldn't make much of a difference.
No, I think it'd be good. I think he's really good.
Bond's just kind of an entity, isn't he, almost. It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all depends on how film is it. Because, I mean, that's the thing. I really like Pierce Brosnan in GoldenEye, and then I like him as Bond, but unfortunately, I think he got dumped with shit films then.
Well, I like all the Bonds, mate. I like the Roger Moore Bonds for different reasons.
Yeah,
I like the Dalton reasons,
yeah.
So I don't really have a favourite Bond, to be honest.
No, they're only as good as the films they're in.
Exactly, that's what I mean. Like, the last two Brosnan films, they were shit.
The last three.
They literally did turn him into Inspector Gadget, didn't they? Fucking invisible cars and circus.
Well, it turned into like fucking Doctor Who in the end. It was like nearer to science fiction than what any Bond film should be.
Anyway, does Spectre look good?
Yes,
it does.
I think it'll be a hit.
Yeah,
it'll be a hit or a shit.
It looks like he's following up from Skyfall rather than falling back to.
Yeah. God forbid. Hits, I'd say.
Alright, Spectre hits.
What was the other one? That dinosaur?
Oh, the good dinosaur. Oh, I saw a trailer this morning though, it's the next, like, fucking James Franco movie.
What is?
Not James Franco, it's called The Night Before or something like that. The Christmas movie. With Seth Rogen, Jason Gordon-Levitt, and the guy that plays Falcon. Yeah, The Avengers.
Right. What's
this? It's like, you have one last night out basically, Christmas in New York. That's the story. Good shit.
Alright. We've not seen it, so we'll agree.
You know,
take your word for it.
You know the guys that made, like, This Is the End and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know the jobs are amazing.
I'll probably end up watching it because I have zero life, but
I liked it.
Yeah, this is the image as well.
It wasn't amazing, it wasn't great.
No.
Sorry, you can come in.
Thank you. Good dinosaur, I think it's
good dinosaur. Oh,
shit.
Oh, I like Pixar movies.
I don't like Pixar movies, I just think this one just looks
like a kiddish one.
The good dinosaur.
It's about...
It looks a bit kiddish.
It's about a dinosaur. It's basically the asteroid that's supposed to have wiped out the dinosaurs misses. So then they are still around when mankind comes to live on the Earth, sort of thing. And, there you go.
But the thing is, the dinosaur, it wouldn't be so bad if the dinosaur looked... What?
Just carry on, Steve, carry on. Just ignore him, he's eating pizza.
It would have been... I think it would have been good if the dinosaur, if they'd have made it look like a real dinosaur.
It'd look better. It'd be better than what it...
But it just looks like a cuddly tie.
But if it's a kids' movie, do they want to be scared by a big dinosaur?
Yes, yes they do. Because they won't learn fear any other way.
It's the good dinosaur, not the terrifying dinosaur.
Yeah, so everything else is photorealistic, blood, everything else, apart from that and that kid.
Yeah, there's no
All I could see when I watched that trailer, I just imagined the Disney store stacked to the rafters with these fucking green fluffy dinosaurs.
Well, the plus point.
And that's all they've done it for.
Met Disney before.
Well, not personally, no, but
he's a good
he died before he was born.
Frozen.
He was in that shop with Kate Middleton, actually.
Hey?
So yeah, I met him with Kate Middleton. Yeah. Diesel in his tractor.
It was, and he was the only person in black and white.
Yeah. Hey, Steve.
He was fitting his blimp with dilithium crystals.
Nerd alert. Right. Oh. So, John hit our shits for the good dinosaur.
I think it looks alright. I think it looks good
for him.
So I'm
going to
say it.
Does?
I'm going with shit. Financially?
Financially?
No, there we go. Come on.
Alright, well, in this grand sweeping judgment of things, I'm going to say shit.
Alright, I'm going to say hit.
I think that's more an opinion of whether you think you're going to like it or not. I don't think I would like it.
Yeah,
I would, because
like,
I don't mind kids' films and shit. I enjoy
them, so. Yeah, no, but that just looks too cutesy and. I mean, the Pixar things have always had a bit of edge to them.
Yeah.
That's what makes a good Pixar film. Whereas this, it just looks like they've gone to town on the. Well, let's turn the cute factor up a bit.
I agree. Yeah, it's a bit more Disney-fied, I suppose.
I mean,
do you think that maybe now that Disney have branched out into having Marvel, Lucasfilm, that they feel like they can make cartoons that are more cheesy and chaff because they've got other Marvel?
Yeah, no, but that's I just said that's Disney. This is Pixar. I know where you're coming from. They're from the same mouse.
Yeah, but I get a feeling though that Disney have a big hand in what all of anyone who produces for them.
From what I understand, they do.
So I would wonder whether they might have decided
like
not doing enough for younger viewers like we used to.
Yeah.
By the way, that's James, the other voice. I just realised.
Not introduced anyone.
They're not doing enough. I mean, what about the other stuff that Disney's pumping out anyway, like the Frozens, and that's the only one that kind of springs to mind over the past few years.
That was the last Disney movie.
Yeah. But surely there's another one, June. Another Disney raping a mythos somewhere.
Thing is, Disney owned Miramax when Pulp Fiction was released.
Right.
So, a little tidbit of information for you there.
Not long after that, Lion King, both really hard films.
Pulp Fiction
has a lot of
death
in The Lion King.
It does
have a rape scene. Yeah. That bit in The Lion King where his dad gets trampled by the wood. It's terrifying. Anyway, I think it'll be shit.
I think it'll be shit.
Oh, the cuddly toys will make a nice change to the old swan nets. I like it. That's what. Going back to Kate Middleton there, because that's what the roles used in the swan.
What?
What?
No,
the Royals used to use Swan because the necks. Yeah, because the necks just fit in the crack nice.
I'm assuming
at least,
these
at least them ties will be washable.
I'm assuming these were decapitated swans. They weren't live swans that they had sitting next to the toilet.
I don't know. I imagine shit into a river. The swan flapping would wash the detritus down the river while the neck was being used.
I imagine they'd had slaves to do this because, well, I say slaves, servants.
So
because
you got two blokes wrestling a swan to wipe your ass.
You do know about the monarchy, don't you?
Well, yeah,
that's the sort of shit they do.
That's a bit too far, isn't it?
No.
It's true.
Were they live swans?
Look
though?
It up. I'm not sure. Although I don't know whether I prefer a live swan because at least it'd be warm instead of cold and clammy because it's dead.
I know, but have you ever seen a swan when it's pissed off? You don't want that head.
I know, but if you've got blokes holding it and you are going down this route, you think, fuck it.
It's easy
to be
just
honest.
Sounds like
and there was a choice of either
paper.
A dead swan head and neck and just a swan milling about, I'd be like, have you got any loo roll?
Yeah.
Have you got any Andre?
Yeah. And that's why you'll never be
fuck,
Steve's
have you got a newspaper? You know, I'd just be like, whatever.
That's why they don't want you in the monarchy job.
Well, you know, it's not suited to me, obviously. I don't want to. Big Hero 6 was the last Disney not frozen, apparently, according to QI Elves.
I've not watched that either. That's
great
good.
Film. Really good film.
The Wizard Elves.
And that's a kind of Disney Marvel
Marvel comics piece of paper.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
The house is sponsored.
It's a professional operation,
then. Always like this, James. Except a lot more smoky.
Have we got any other films for it, or shit?
No.
Apart from just one of us have seen.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, what
about the Comic Con episode 7?
We have, yeah, we did.
Yeah,
apparently we talked about that last time.
We did. We only missed out Wesley Snipes last week. We did everything about
Wesley
Snipes. I wanted to discuss the fact that, yeah, he's back talking to him about making Blade 4. I just wonder what Falk thought of that.
Wasn't Blade 3 shit?
Yes.
Well,
I don't think it's not horrendously bad. It's just he's very much by the
numbers.
Is
that one with Ryan Reynolds in it?
Get Idris Elba for doing it.
Blade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
well, go against the grain and get
Alex, you fucking vampire cunt.
And 40 odd years worth of comics. Proper against the grain.
Yeah, it'd hurt people, that one.
Mm. Although, I'm sure they could come up with it. There is that film out there where a white student decides to. He signs up for a medical trial and it's for suntan tablets and he ends up turning.
Well,
turned into a black guy.
Johnny Storm black, isn't he?
That's
what?
True.
Yeah,
that's
Storm
honest to God, that's true. There is a film where it's all based around a student who can't pay his fees in America, signs up for a medical experiment for suntan tablets, and it turns him black. And the comedy that ensues.
What comedy, though?
Is this a documentary?
Yeah.
Yes, Steve, it's a documentary.
But it's all racist, the comedy in that movie.
Quite, yeah. It was like mid 70s.
You're Dick Small for a black guy.
You're
better. That happened in the comics, didn't it, first?
Did it happen first?
In the Ultimate Universe, they made him black.
Was he black before they cast Samuel Jackson on black?
He looked like Samuel Jackson in the comics.
That's what they did it for. That's it's a big play because there's a bit in the Ultimates, isn't there, where they're actually sat around talking about who'd play him. In a film of the Ultimates, and he's like, oh, it's Samuel L. Jackson, sort of thing. And the rest
Johnny
of them they're talking about just got too old.
Fantastic Four, though,
yeah.
Christopher,
have they done that? They're just not going to mention it. Or are they?
He's adopted, I think.
Adopted, right.
Yeah, they're stepbrother.
Mm. Again, I don't know why I've done that, but I'd like to see Wesley Snipes come back.
This is tax evasion.
Yeah, but I think he was.
Well, apparently he didn't go to jail. He went to Ecuador to make shit films.
No, I wasn't sure whether he did. I wasn't sure whether he did any time or not. But I know that he wasn't allowed back in the US for quite a time, or to at least earn money in the US.
The last thing I saw him in was Western
Cowboy. No,
where he's been played
a cowboy.
Western, yeah.
Christ Almighty!
Was it good?
trailer. What like a hit to me.
Not like Cowboys vs Aliens.
Never saw that either.
That's quite good until the aliens turn up. As a cowboy film,
yeah.
It's running quite well. It's very dark and everything. And then the aliens turn up and it just goes to pot.
See, I've not seen that either.
I like the cast in that movie. Good cast.
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that. I like the guy that plays Harrison Ford's son in that. He was in Prisoners. Do you see Prisoners?
Yeah.
It's a top.
It's good to see Harrison Ford being a bad guy.
Mm.
Or at least the first.
There's aliens in it.
So anyway, I believe Lewis went to Comic Con on Sunday.
Oh yeah, I went to Manchester. Is it MCM Comic Con? Is that the company? Oh,
yeah.
MCM, yeah. It was alright. Third year in a row I've been. I only counted 4 comic book stores though this year.
What do they have there then?
Thing. Well, they have for the MCM they have celebrities.
You mean by comic book?
I mean, like, stores that sell comic books. The rest of it was like 95% shop. Like, you know those pop figures? Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Every shop had them. Or like teddy bears.
Were like Forbidden Planet there?
Yeah. It was mostly shops. Comics. It was mostly like shops just with action figures and
that's
shit.
That's why we like, though, what, 3 years when when I went with your thing, and that's when I said I'm not bothering going back in because it's like a big market just full of really pushy arse.
Were there anyone selling old stuff, like old toys, or is it all just new stuff?
There wasn't this year. There has been the last 2 years. Like
when we went, they were a massive, because I know you were chuffed that you got some retro games.
Oh, that was
there were a big retro game thing there.
Spent 100 quid.
Didn't you spend some money to get a picture with the DeLorean?
Yeah, dressed as Finn from Adventure Time. Yeah. No, I went to that stall again this year and spent another fucking ton. But yeah, 4 comic book stalls, that 1 video game stall, the DeLorean wasn't there. Fucking Bane was there, Fat Bane. Year. I'm going again next year, but I'm taking my good camera and I'm going to take the best of the worst cosplayers. This year there was a fat Spider-Man. And it's really fucking tight.
With his belly coming out.
Yeah. And he didn't give a fuck. Just sat there like scratching himself, waiting around. Brilliant.
Fat Spider-Man, Fat Bane.
It's great though, because it's great when you see someone who's done a really shoddy effort and they walk past like a brilliant counterpart.
Yeah.
Like, there were some guys that painted themselves yellow and put dungarees on, like as the minions. Then there was a fucking giant one, like with the eye, like brilliant, fantastic. And they were just like,
we look like dicks.
Yeah.
What guests were there?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I never bother with that shit. I don't really care about autographs and meet people.
Like Warwick Davis.
Again.
When we went, that was the only one even.
I think Rimmer and Robert
Crichton Lowell. Was there.
Yeah.
Robert Llewellyn and Chris Barry. Right.
Oh, was Chris Barry there as well?
Yeah.
I'm assuming he said Rimmer.
No,
I only saw a
Rimmer.
Picture of
him. Or did you mean what's his head?
I meant what? That's like Chris Berry and Robert Llewellyn.
Because he's the other. What's his face? Is there?
Craig Chow. So Red Dwarf were there, basically.
Yeah.
And I met Holly last year at the Preston Comic Con, which is weird.
And had a cheeky picture took with him.
Yeah, I was talking to Holly. I can't remember what the actor's name is because fuck it, what else has he done? Was he a comedian? Was he stand up?
He's been in numerous bad horror films that are on the Horror Channel. I saw him in one the other week, and it's horrendously bad.
He looked jaded when I met him.
Especially
the fact that I didn't pay for anything and I spoke to him.
You could tell that in the photo. He knows that thought was being took, and he's not being paid for it.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Well, I've been working there all day as well. I thought, like colleagues now, you know what I mean? And so I thought, fuck it, I'll have a free man. He's got a picture of me now, so.
Work.
Yes, included.
He's got a picture of Lewis from Wizard Sleep.
Yeah.
Sylvester McCoy was there, Sophie Aldred, Colin Baker.
I don't care though, like, I don't.
Travis Van Winkle.
Travis Van Winkle.
Who the fuck is
Jocko
that?
Jocko Sims.
He's in Blink Captain Travis Van Winkle.
Sounds like a character from it.
Travis Van Winkle.
I just don't care about meeting celebrities. Like,
no, I don't. Well, I don't after me and you queued up for 2.5 hours in the Trafford Centre waiting for fucking David Hasselhoff.
Well, we stood up. We went to see.
How'd that work out for you?
Shit.
When David Prowse was there.
Because we...
We couldn't speak to him. We couldn't look at him.
Who's that?
He was that David Prowse. Presence was like... I can't go near him. Even though he's looking in the direction.
Yeah, it's just sometimes as well. You just think, what am I going to say to him?
Well done.
I'm going to walk up to David Prowse and be like... Yeah, you were Darth Vader and your voice got dumb.
You should have asked him about his Green Cross Gold Man days.
Mate, can you just do something? Stop. And I forget.
You look
the one
really pissed off as well, didn't you?
You should have said to him, so what are you doing now?
We managed to...
Have you got any big projects coming up?
We managed to embarrass ourselves with Sylvester McCoy.
What did you do?
We went up to him and started talking about something that he wasn't in.
Right, I basically...
Brilliant.
I convinced my... Right, Sophie Aldred, who was obviously ace in Doctor Who, with Sylvester McCoy.
Yeah,
was
obviously.
Was in a programme in the early 90s, CBBC programme called Melvin and Maureen's Musicograms.
But when we were talking about it,
we kind of convinced each other that...
He was in it.
He was the guy in it, but it wasn't him. It was another short sort of kind of...
Weird,
eccentric guy. And we went up. We were like, we loved you in this. And he was just like, wasn't me. And then I was just like,
we almost argued.
Yeah. I'm not being funny, but of all the things you could have said to Sylvester McCoy, you were good in. Why did you pick that? And he wasn't even in it.
Because in my
head, not
been good
in anything else.
It was a good choice because I liked it.
Yeah. Because rather than be everyone talking about Doctor Who,
we'll pick some.
Alright,
yeah, we'll pick some of this
obscure.
He's not even
better
in it.
As Radagast than he is a Doctor Who. I grew up with Sylvester McCoy as Doctor Who. But to be fair, looking back at him, it is shit Doctor Who. He's got a fucking licorice all sort monster in it.
Yeah,
he's jumping with the question mark.
And the. Wait, the dark. Oh no, it was the Cybermen who could be killed by gold, wasn't it? Yeah. And Ace had a baseball bat that could kill Daleks and stuff. It wasn't good, to be fair.
My Doctor.
Well, no, it wasn't. Yeah, it was everybody's Doctor. It weren't specifically made for you.
Shit Doctor, anyway. Fuckers.
I've never liked Doctor Who. I used to watch it a bit when I was a kid, the Sylvester McCoy one. Maybe that's why I don't watch it. But no, I've tried watching it, like the new ones, and I just couldn't get into it at all.
Yeah, Eccleston.
He made about four of them, didn't he?
Yeah, the
well, he did
a
season, didn't he?
See, I think he's a Capone. Really good. I think he's a really good choice. Like.
No,
The
problem being with Peter Capaldi is you always expect him to go off on a massive round. You expect him to be Malcolm Tucker in it because he's got that same sort of grumpy demeanour to him.
Yeah.
Fuck is he mine?
It doesn't. I mean, he has been.
Come the fucking off, fuck the fuck off.
By being Malcolm Tucker. That's what you expect of him. And you don't get that. Plus, some of the stories in the. It's terrible. Absolutely. Did you see the one on the train with the mummy that no one could...
I think Doctor Who would be 100 times better if it was screened at 10 o'clock at night.
No one had to watch it.
No, I mean, if that was its time slot, so they could make it for that time rather than Saturday tea time.
I've been watching what we've not been watching during the day. I think it's the Horror Channel on Sky show.
Yes.
Doctor Who's.
Yeah.
They showed the talents of Wang Chiang, which is an awesome Tom Baker Doctor this week.
Right.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a really, really good. It's a good story. It's obviously 70s and special effects are cack. And there's a giant rat that's clearly just a stuffed thing that they're pushing on a thing with sewer tunnel like this with the camera. But oh, so much better than
the worst thing about the ones on the Horror Channel is that K9 pops up so much in them. And it's just terrible, that thing. Although I did enjoy the one I watched the other week where it had three doctors in.
Was that the three doctors?
Yeah, Hartnell,
Pertwee and Troughton.
Yeah, and Hartnell only appears on a screen because they're having like a conflab between the old concentrate. Yeah, doesn't actually turn up in the episode. He just turns up on the screen,
so
just
filmed
chatting.
He was really ill.
Yeah.
He was like basically pretty much bedridden.
And he basically just tells them, get on with it, doesn't he? They're all like, oh, that's a good idea. You don't find out until, obviously, they do this thing. And yeah, you've just got to get on with it, and then he's gone. All the Time Lords are still alive and everything, and it's very weird to watch, because, obviously, as you go on in the series, the Time Lords are just dead, aren't they? Because the Doctor's killed them all in the big Time War and whatnot. But it's really weird, because a lot of stuff's just based around the Time Lords losing power and just dying. It's a bit odd to watch. But it is like this. Enjoyable. I'll give it a hit.
What, Doctor Who in general?
Yeah.
The last 60 years of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
What writers and artists were coming from?
I mean,
Diggle, right?
There wasn't
what did you actually do? You didn't seem to do anything.
Nothing to do at Comic Con. You wander about. Yeah. It's like a big market. You wander about, look at the stuff, and then you come home.
Yeah. Right.
You basically you stand in the queue for 2 hours, looking at people dressed up. And then you have a wander around, and then you basically go and have a beer in town, look at some more people dressed up, and then go on.
What were your best cosplayers?
Okay, so we had Fat Spider-Man.
No, they're the worst. What were the good ones?
Best.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was great.
Yeah, I know.
If Spider-Man was fat in the comics, this guy now.
Did he have a shit stain as well?
He's back, yeah.
Sweat patches.
Right up to his neck.
Did he have, like, tit sweat patches?
You should have had a pack of Uncle Ben's in his hand as well.
When we went, Lewis, my favourite were the... like the 10 Ghostbusters I saw when I lost you, because I don't know my way around Manchester at all, so I just got lost. And then we all just sat around on a step. Cosplays were absolutely brilliant. I mean, all the packs looked legit, they were all lit up and everything. They had slime throwers on the backs and all sorts. I all just sat on a step eating sandwiches and smoking cigs. And there were about 10 of them, and it was just absolutely, they were a brilliant scene. He's like, yeah, fair dues.
Had those workers on the girder picture, yeah. But Ghostbusters. This year there was a woman dressed as Star-Lord. She had a real raccoon with her.
All right.
That was pretty cool.
A real raccoon?
It's savage.
Kate Middleton was there.
With a fuck off. That happened. That fucking happened.
Hey, every episode I get Steve to tell me to fuck off at some point. Who else was good? The White Dwarf guys were there again. They were at Preston Comic Con, like a giant fucking homemade White Dwarf armour.
Or like a spaceman kind
of thing. Yeah, I don't know, I don't read it. The big white guys.
The big white guys.
It's like white and grey and shit. I don't know, I don't read it. So, but I knew it was White Dwarf. Things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Any cars there? Any?
No, it was like most of the shops. They had Robot Wars there.
Again?
Yes, I heard it, so I thought, oh, well, I'll go over and watch. And by the time I got over there, it stopped. It was like 2 minutes of Robot Wars, and one of the other robots must have just destroyed the other one. And they were just like, yeah. It was a bit crap. But I only go for fucking buy shit and have a minch. I don't want to meet a celebrity. I don't want to fucking experience awkwardness for that short amount of time.
To be fair, I don't even know what I actually would expect a good Comic Con to be, because from what I understand, that's what they are.
I like the thing that we go to.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, apart from the San Francisco one, where they've got, obviously, you're not going to get this in Manchester and stuff, massive trailer, you know.
Yeah.
Exclusives,
yes. Yeah, and trailer exclusives and one thing and another, but that's obviously something.
Yeah, but the rest of it is just stores, isn't it? Stalls, it's...
I think it's just because they do it a bit bigger, better.
The one at Reebok that me and James went to months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was alright. They had comic stalls, they did have toys, they had upstairs, they had tabletop.
And then
retro gaming. There's like loads of SNESes and stuff popped up to TVs you could just sit and play on. They had arcade machines and stuff. And it was actually alright. It wasn't massive, but there was plenty of stuff to see. And they had the guy who played Greedo, I don't know. Sylvester McCoy. Hey, he was really nice.
He was really nice. We had a good chat with him. Yeah.
As opposed to a bounty hunter.
He didn't make us buy anything, did he? Showed us pictures.
Did he sign the picture first?
Yeah, showed us pictures that this guy had taken on set while they were just sort of rehearsing scenes and stuff. One of them was Harrison Ford with a cig dressed as Han Solo. And then the others, he had high heels on, didn't he?
Yeah, I've seen that picture.
Yeah.
Mm.
Weird.
Was he a cross dresser back in the 70s?
Know.
Well, make
really
him just
nice.
Taller
like
than everyone else.
Talk to us for 10-15 minutes.
Maybe Greedo's a female.
The Preston Comic Con last year, I think it was either Biggs or Wedge with a.
Yeah.
There was fucking no one speaking to him, just this old guy in the corner, just all day. Like, it must have been like 12 hours. Sad man. I didn't speak to
he'll
him.
He'll be Biggs, that is. Wedge is quite famous in
India. Fucking.
Balkans.
it was
Ewan McGregor's great uncle or something. Is that him?
Yeah.
David McCallum.
He's still acting.
McCallum's the guy from the Man from Uncle, the one guy who played
In fact, it's pretty Preston Comic Con this Saturday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can't come.
It's alright. I'm gonna be angry. Yeah, I'm walking. Walking Preston Comic Con because Laura's got a stall. You see my T-shirt? It's like. Jurassic Park. This is Lewis.
Who's it?
Preston
Comic Con.
What Jurassic? I haven't got a clue. I'll Google it now.
You don't know when you're going.
I'm looking though. I'm not going for.
That's
the fucking
what he
mingle.
Says. Yeah, but that's what you said last time. And didn't you spend most of the time just wandering about?
Yeah, I went smoking like 20 times
and harassing fucking Holly and stuff.
Holly.
You
know
what comic book's saying for me?
Yeah, I went and met Andy Diggle. He's a nice guy. Oh, and I also met. Oh, who was that other author that fucking hated Frank Miller?
Oh, everyone did, didn't they?
Yeah, but this guy really hates Frank Miller. Probably best that I don't remember his name. But he thought Frank Miller was a fucking, like, self-righteous asshole, basically. He, like, did an award speech or somewhere. And
you told me not to tell you, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I'm going home.
Right.
Daz is going.
Tatty bye.
Good to see you, man.
Daz is going.
Indeed.
I'll tell you.
Good.
Thanks for coming on.
You knew the time.
It's alright, Luke, I'm going to be left on.
Yeah. Good luck with that, Steve.
At
least he's had no codeine this week.
Off me fucking tits last week.
Really?
That's good shit.
Well, it took him 3 days. Screw that on set, and then left on stand.
The most exciting ride to Tesco, I've ever had.
See ya.
See you later, mate.
So, yeah, Daz is gone. I'll introduce everyone.
Tell me
Daz
then,
is gone.
Then James will get
you. Yeah.
I'm going in my 2 minutes.
It's fucking creepy uncles.
Creepy uncles.
Right, so this year at Preston Comic Con there's Andrew Wildman.
Who?
Illustrating for books such as Transformers, X-Men, Spider-Man, Venom, and what we've all about.
Who is he?
Some fucking illustrator. Andrew Wildman.
Go on.
Nick Brokenshire. He's the artist for IDW and Monkey Brain's Amelia Cole series.
Right.
Kate Brown is an amazing breakthrough talent. Tom Foster broke through into the comic last year. Lee Carter, Bizarre Creations.
Stanley!
Andy Diggle's back!
There you go.
Yes! Andy Diggle.
I've got some more Diggle comics upstairs. I'll dig some out.
You'll Diggle some out.
I will.
Anthony Johnston, author of graphic novels, blah, 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 including Wasteland, The Fuse, Umbral, Shadow of Mordor, Dead Space, The Coldest City, Zombie U, and more. Jim Alexander, blah 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 blah.
Zombie U's supposed to be good.
Jim Alexander. Jim is a stalwart of DC, Marvel, 2080, and many more. Two comics written by Jim King. Blah 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 blah. Who gives a fuck? Dave Taylor. He's a highly respected artist, comic book creator, and has worked with such blah 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 blah. Is he the one?
It's a good endorsement. This is a good endorsement for Preston Comic Con.
Dave Taylor's the one that is Frank Miller, isn't it? He's the one I met last year as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're all English and they all don't work for comic book companies anymore, is that what we're saying?
Yeah, they're always like, did one comic for DC.
Are they all just comic book writers?
Yeah, no, that's comic guests, film and media.
Oh,
like Sylvester McCoy, number one, Ben.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Don't get too excited. Oh, it's gone back
is
to
Is it not somebody from Game of Thrones? We know that.
Andrew Lee Potts, who is known as Connor Temple in Primeval. Eugene Simon is an English actor best known for his role as Jerome Clark in House of Anubis and as Lancel Lannister in Game of Thrones.
There you go, Lancel.
Bit of Lancel.
Isn't he the bender?
No, he's the guy.
Oh, he's the uncle.
You can't say bender on a podcast. Cousin,
you've got to pay 15 quid to get an autograph off him.
Yeah, yeah, he's the
Christ.
Yeah,
he's
the John Campling. Oh, Dave Prowse is back.
Yeah,
he's
cod eye.
It's
go on, talk to
autograph him. Prize £20.
Yeah, it's fucking Darth Vader.
Ian, how do you pronounce that surname?
Beatty.
Ian has a wealth of acting credits under his belt and has appeared most recently as Beart Wolf of Mercian Vikings and Knight of the Kingsguard Merrin Trant in all five seasons of the HBO.
Merrin Trant
is
he the guy who's just died?
Mark Game Silk. There's a voice artist. Cool. Who's the voice of Johnny Bravo? Yes. Definitely going to meet that guy.
See, look at this. Now he's getting excited. I don't care who's there. I'm not bothered. I'm working.
Yeah, but voice actors are better because that's what I want to do.
Right, come on then.
Narrator of Pingu and many more. What else did he do?
He's the voice of Johnny Bravo and the narrator of Pingu.
He was the voice of Johnny Bravo, Axe Mo in Star Wars Episode 1, Rory the Racing Car, and the narrator of Pingu. He's got a picture of everything.
Sure, all Axe Mo does is
varied TV.
Which one's Axe Mo?
It's one of the alien pod racer drivers.
Right. Chris Monk, who was he in Star Wars? Captain Kirgi. That's him there.
Kirgi.
He's looking a bit, what's going on? Ian, not McKellen, Ian McElhenney. Ian has appeared in many TV series, blah blah blah, blah. Notable appearances: Hornblower Cuffy and the Tudors. Barristan Selmy in Game of Thrones.
There's lots of people.
I'm still not going to go up to him. They can fuck off. Ian White. Ian White was there last year.
Just be spoilers.
Oh yeah, Kenny Beck is there.
You'll never see him.
And hang on, wait for it.
Sylvester McCoy.
Yeah.
Well, he goes on this list.
All of his money.
He must live right in corner. Yeah, come on.
Ask him.
But you live there, here, or something. Yeah, fucking
you. Do you want to lift arms, Sil? Adam Brown.
Sil.
Yo, Sil. Sign my ass.
Do that.
Yo, Sil.
Call him Sil and ask him if he was in.
Have you seen this window?
What's it? Ask him if he was in. What's it called?
Melvin and Maureen's music. Just go to him and go, fucking love doing Melvin and Maureen's music to Gramps.
Yeah, nice, nice one, Sil.
We'll just slowly turn him mad.
Yeah, be like, was I in it? Was I not?
He fucking Googled it and everything.
He did. He was in the process of Googling it to find
and
out.
And we walked off because we were embarrassed.
We walked off because we were really embarrassed.
Adam Brown. He was cast as the dwarf Ori in the 3-part adaptation, The Hobbit. Gives a fuck. Sarah Louise Madison.
She was in Doctor Who. She played a weeping angel in Doctor Who.
She was in
Isn't that a statue?
Natalie Cox. She played the role as Juno Eclipse in the video game Star Wars The Force Unleashed. Autograph price £10. Now these have all got a price. Now we should play a game now where you guys have to guess
who's the most expensive.
How much the autograph is going to cost.
Okay.
Right.
So Andrew Lee Potts, who is best known for his role as Connor Temple in Primeval, how much is his?
15.
I'm going with
10. Steve wins.
£10,
yeah.
1 point.
Eugene Simon, he was Lancel Lannister.
Oh, I'd say
15
again, I'd say.
You're all wrong, tenner.
Humble.
Cheap as house is that. Joe Campling, who is he? We should do ones that I know.
But you've got it in front of you, so you can see.
He was Sinister Death Eater in Harry Potter.
Tenor.
Let's have a look at him.
Are they all a tenor by any chance?
No,
can we see his face?
He's definitely a tenor.
Oh yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, he's a tenor. Because I'm just seeing it.
He's a tenor. Alright, here's a tricky one. David Prowse.
20,
Darth Vader himself.
20. There were some 40 quid ones. Were they framed? No, yeah. I tell you what, there were 40 quid. There was some 40 quid one. It was him and Billy Dee Williams and Harrison Ford all signed or something.
Oh, wait, are we talking about autograph prices?
Yeah.
Oh, what are you talking about?
It was somebody else.
Two prices or
something. No, it was him. I tell you, was it him, Peter Mayhew, and Billy Dee Williams all signed on the same picture?
Yeah, was one of them not thingy as well? What's his face? Cushing.
Peter.
Could have been.
So David Price's autograph price.
20.
20?
Yeah.
20, you're all right, yeah. To buy his photo shoot is a £10 price.
His photo shoot. I just got a horrible set of images flicking into my mind then.
Right. Sexy time, Prowse.
Like a David Prowse calendar
Ian
on the beach.
You know, Ian Beattie.
Ian
Beattie.
He was in Merrin Trant.
Tenor.
15.
Okay.
Autograph,
£15.
15?
Oh, he's
crazy.
You said he went for 15? Welcome to
Mark Silk, Johnny Bravo.
10.
10.
8 8 8 73 Ian McKellen, what's his name, Barristan Selmy again with the
15
it is.
I think he probably feels like he's earned it because he's quite old.
Kenny Baker's autograph.
20
gotta be.
No, it's more than Death Eater.
Oh,
it's 25.
Of course it is. He's a right ass.
Yeah,
is I met him at Manchester. Yeah, he's a dick.
He kept going on records.
Yeah, I don't like him.
You get anyone in that thing now, though. I mean, he's probably.
I can
robot.
Say that because I've met.
No,
him,
he's in it.
Is he in it this time?
Yeah.
Why? Oh. Just, he's like 86, isn't he?
I've seen him in it.
No wonder he's so short.
Eh?
No wonder he's so short.
He'll die in that.
Yeah.
One day they'll just be like,
"Come on, R2.
Action, and nothing will happen." And
either that or
somebody like
he'll get back onto set. They'll get back onto set the next morning and be like, "I don't know, he wasn't in his hotel or anything. I don't know where he's been." And then they just walk past the R2-D2 costume and they're like, "Shit,
did anyone let him out?" Yeah.
They'll be like strangulation marks from like C3PO's gloves. Oh, James is
good
going
to
there.
See
you,
bye
mate.
Bye.
See you, James.
Bye. Take
like
care,
flies.
Mate.
We're dropping like flies on this podcast. Yeah, he'll have like C3PO's armor and.
Yeah,
like the grip. Sylvester McCoy autograph price.
10.
15.
20.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, right back.
I think it's whether the face is on screen more or not. Like, David Prowse, even though David Prowse is a famous name, David Prowse could walk past me in the street and I wouldn't know him.
Yeah, but Prowse has got the fact that he was Vader.
Yeah.
It's a sort of little piece of price, a little
bit, I
suppose.
Yeah.
And McCoy's got the whole Lord of the Ring, the Hobbit, Radagast thing. And there was always Doctor Who, which is still popular. So, anyone who's recently got into Doctor Who would probably pay that.
Mm.
Whereas we would just be like,
what's Radagast?
He's in The Hobbit. He's a wizard.
Oh, right, okay. I don't know these things.
Hi, Kaz.
Oh, we can't eat them. I'll have a frutella, but I can't eat them.
Yeah? So, now that we've covered Comic Con. And all the losers have left. But only the cool people remain.
Yeah.
Let's do lose news. It's organic, this podcast, isn't it?
Can we
organic.
Can we have a break first?
Do you want a break?
Yeah, I want a break.
What are we going to talk about?
No, do you want to see?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
So it's not very professional, this. If this was Radio 1, I'd can your ass right now.
Chris Evans would do this.
Fucking Comedy Day,
there.
Fucking.
Wouldn't he?
What?
Chris Evans would have done this on his breakfast show.
What? No, it's alright. I'm fine. I've already got it, so.
Alright, we're going on a break, guys. See you in 1 second. Alright. Welcome back. Just had a little break.
We're back.
And Daz is gone. James is gone. But Kaz is here. Say hi, Kaz.
Hi, Kaz.
Alright, we're going to do a new segment. Use an old jingle for my old podcast. My old days. It's like we're covering an old hit. You ready?
Yeah.
This is Loose News. What was that? wasn't this. Lou's News Corner. Well,
Lou's News Corner.
Have I got some news for you?
Alright, come on.
I've got three top stories.
Three?
Yeah.
From this country?
No, they're just like, I don't even know if they're recent, they're just fucking.
So they're not news.
Well,
then.
This one's 2 days ago.
Alright.
This is the Phoenix beheading.
The what?
Phoenix.
Beheading. Alright.
Phoenix.
Explain yourself.
Basically, some fucking guy had a fucking like. Chopped up his. I'll read the.
Is this gonna be another? Is this gonna be another girl in a kebab story?
No. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna read the interview with the cop and the guy at the house. So there was like a commotion at the house, and the cop went round. I didn't realise his arm was cut off until probably a minute or two into the conversation. After I proceeded to talk to him, what was wrong? Lonely said. He told me he killed three of his family members, but God had forgiven him, so it was okay. Let me have a drag of your cigarette, he kept telling me. Lonely, I think that's the copper, noticed blood on the floor and opened the door wider to get a better glimpse inside. He saw a bloodbath. Authorities arrived to discover Heishi's beheaded body inside a bedroom walk-in closet. Two dead dogs were also discovered inside the apartment. Phoenix Police spokesman Sergeant Trent Crum described it as an absolutely horrific scene. Crump said.
Crump.
Well, did I say Crump?
You said Crump. I was going to say Crump's even better. That's his actual name.
Sergeant Trent Crump. Crump said the suspect was taken into custody and to hospital for surgery. Nothing prepared Lonely for what he saw. It's a great name for a cop, that.
Lonely does.
Nothing prepared Lonely for what he saw, but others on the cul-de-sac had long anticipated trouble from the Heish apartment. Neighbours in mid-century ranch homes near the shops on Camelback Road, very descriptive this,
Camelback
had grown weary, I know it's almost bullshit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Had grown weary of calling police to the apartment after repeated disturbances. Some thought the city should have done more. That damn city. Mike Vincey, 59, has lived at 13th place for 20 years. He said police activity in the area goes in waves and wasn't surprised when units returned on Saturday morning. Mostly with the crews when the homicide took place, he said. Vincey said he's made calls in the past about residents of the complex who had broken into his truck. He said he had seen drug-addled, emaciated people walk down the street and eventually wind up in the 7-unit apartment complex. Neighbour Heather Enderson described Heish and the suspect's relationship as a chaotic, violent pairing that produced numerous noisy exchanges on the street multiple times during the week from the afternoon to the early morning. She'd run up and down the road screaming, going after him and yelling, Enderson said. She just wasn't stable. Every day it was something new with them. Lonely agreed, as he often would. I'm ad-libbing now.
You sounded like Garth Elgar then.
I never thought he would take it this far. Most of the time they fought, she was the aggressor, he said. In March, Phoenix police arrested Heish after a domestic violence call. Police suspected her of attacking husband with a knife. There was no record in court of any of the prosecution. Police and the suspect was arrested in 2003. After being accused of attempting to kill a family member. Details were not forthcoming. Let's get to the actual thing though. Is that Officer Lonely? Or is it Neighbour Lonely? Basically this guy had like decapitated someone and killed his family and dogs, and then he cut out his own eye and chopped his forearm off.
Why?
It was like redemption sort of thing.
Oh. Cut off his own arm.
Mm. Well, why did he just not do it in the first place?
What did he do that with?
A big knife, I think.
Machete.
Tell you why your arm off, wouldn't it? Well, at the top.
Forearm, so it'd just be
like the bottom of
Yeah.
One swift swipe with a meat cleaver. Get halfway through.
Anyway. Yeah. So the next one is a great one. A great news story again, America.
Another grim murder.
No, this one's about. I think it's about a rocket launcher.
it's gonna end well.
A woman was arrested last month in Polk Country. Her alleged crime, however, was not drug related. At least
Polk
not this time.
Country.
Now, this woman who committed this crime. Her surname is Metheny, and her first name is Crystal. She's called Crystal Methany. There's a picture of Crystal Methany for all y'all to look at.
It can't be. Crystal Methany.
It's on the Orlando Sentinel. Sounds legit.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like that. What's that made up paper?
The Onion.
No, the other one.
Daily
Mail. The Orlando Sentinel. Captain Blimp. Methany was arrested May 5th on a charge of shooting an offensive missile into a vehicle. According to public records from the Polk County Sheriff's Office, she was released the following day after posting a $5,000 bond. So sour with this topic. The 36-year-old woman also arrested in Polk in 2012 on a marijuana possession charge, records show. Maybe Methany, infamous Florida man Edward Cocaine, should join forces.
Okay.
So, Crystal Methany,
Model. Did she have a rocket launcher confiscated?
Well, if it's true, then probably, yeah. Right. I like to believe it's true. It's got a picture of a woman.
Yeah. Well,
it must be true.
Well, you know, if it was fake, there'd probably be no picture. Why would they put some other woman's face on?
Maybe she changed her name because
they made it all up, so to make it look legit, they put some other woman's face on. That's why.
Maybe she just liked Crystal Meth so much that she changed her name.
Yeah.
Go on, what's the other one?
Maybe her parents didn't know anything about Crystal Meth. They just didn't see the look.
They just thought it sounded nice.
Yeah. Crystal is like, there are a lot of Americans called Crystal.
This is posted today, this one. This is cutting edge news. Cutting edge.
Cutting edge.
Is the spray on condom finally coming? Phrasing.
Woo. Go on then.
Basically, some guy, what's his name now? Or is it? I forgot his fucking name now. Michelle Chu.
Michelle Chu.
Michelle. Where is it now? Condoms cheap. Condoms, they're a cheap, effective way of preventing the spread of sexually transmitted diseases. They're also a lot less expensive than raising kids. Why screw with a good thing? Because we can put it in a spray can. Or at least that's what Pratt Institute design student Michelle Chu one day hopes to achieve with Girlplay, a condom company aimed at bold and daring women. The spray-on condom is the centrepiece in a lover's kit that Chu one day wants to bring to market. It also includes some traditional condoms in neat packaging and a remote that Chu hopes will control the condom's effects and flavours and unclasp a bra.
Babra.
A bra. You looking at babra.
Thing is though, this spray stuff, right?
Is there a video?
I thought the condom market needed some refreshing, Chu told PSFK's design blog. We all know PSFK. Condoms look like those little Raymond seasoning packets. They've just been these square things forever. Although it seems like a futuristic idea, other people have proposed a spray on condom before. A few years ago, German entrepreneur Jan Vinzenz Kraus came close to putting a spray-on condom on the market. While Chu seems bored with the design of the condom, Kraus felt it was more an issue of public health. By using the penis as a mold for the condom, a spray-on would better fit men with smaller, unusually shaped penises, Stephen. The condom... I'm not saying which one he is. It's unusually large. The condom fits 100% perfectly.
I told your mum to put that camera away.
Well, I want one holding it.
What, the camera?
Yeah. Oh, good lord. Feels like porridge in a sack. The condom fits 100% perfectly, so the safety is much higher than a standard condoms, and it feels more natural, Kraus told Time in 2008. He said that he thought of the idea after students and sex educators taught him about the need for a better fitting condom. He added that as a teenager, he'd also had a hard time finding a condom that was the right size. Bragging. Kraus's prototype involved a plastic tube that sprayed liquid latex onto the erect penis from all sides, like a car in a car wash. He said that while some men were apprehensive about putting their penis in the tube, the bigger issue was the latex took 2 or 3 minutes to fully dry. So we'll come back to that when we finish this. For what it's worth, Chu's concept shows the condom emanating from an aerosol spray can, like a spray-on bandage. It's not clear if that's a viable mode of application for a condom. No. Kraus remained in the condom-making game, but abandoned the spray-on, opting instead to sell condoms of different sizes online and different shapes. I ad-libbed that. It's unclear if the technology has made any headway since then. Chu and Kraus did not immediately return for requests or comment. So,
So it takes 3 minutes to dry.
The new one does.
The spray on would have took. So if you're like in the heat of the moment, you know, like, you don't want to spend like 10 seconds.
So you're gonna find the spray, spray it on, make sure you've got everywhere covered.
Yeah, and then sit there for 3 minutes while
and
it dries.
Stand there for 3 minutes.
What about blokes? You know that like go out and pull.
Come on.
Air dry.
But
like 3 minutes is long enough to lose an erection.
Especially some men don't even last 3 minutes.
Because, well, speak for yourself, Steve. But putting a condom on isn't really like a glamorous thing anyway.
You said you'd never tell anyone, Lewis.
I'll edit that out.
I won't. I forgot what I was bloody saying now. Yeah, like 3 minutes is, you know,
it's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said, some men won't even last 3 minutes. I don't understand how it's going to work though, because like,
it's not going to work clearly, because he went back to just selling regular condoms on his website.
Spray it on before you went out and just have it on.
What if you
already sprayed?
That means you'd have to have an erection though all night, yeah. Or your dick would shrivel inside this cocoon.
That's all kinds of.
And then you won't be able to get it off.
Yeah.
And then it was some kind
or
of.
Or if you did,
hey, you wouldn't be able to get it off.
Get an erection.
Hey. Could you? Could you?
You have to crack it with a hammer, like
how
caramel.
Does it set like a normal condom?
I think so. Yeah, but like, you know, when you ejaculate,
to go rock hard.
The
like
condom
plastic.
Has like a little sack at the end to catch it. So how are they going to construct that bit? I don't get it.
It's stupid. It's a stupid idea.
And what I'm saying, you could make a few, couldn't you? Before you go out, you could get an hard on.
Make a few.
Make one up. Take it off. Bag it up or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Just buy a condom then.
Yeah.
I know, but it might be cheaper if you just make your own. It's like roll up cigarettes.
Oh, right. So yeah. You're in
so
bed.
You have a tin.
So you take
a little tin. Make a few.
Right. So you take a girl. So right. Listen. So right.
Hold on, love. Let me just
so
get
you
my tin out.
You take a girl back to your place and you say, just a minute, love. And to her, you take out what looks like unpackaged used condoms and put one on.
Skins,
and then, right. Come on, love. She'd be out of there.
It's going to look like lizard skin.
Yeah,
but if you pulled
the
out skin. And then went, you're gonna have to wait 3 minutes.
Like, hey, look
at
this!
At least 3 minutes.
Unless like he was flaccid and then like sort of like manoeuvred it into that and then got erect and let it fill it.
Oh, that's all kind of gross. It's like pushing a marshmallow through a keyhole.
it's like you said that too many times, guys. I'm glad I ended on this. On this one. I'd hate to have gone to the beheading story after this.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have worked.
Down. Oh. So, yeah, anyway, that's a terrible idea.
Just get it off. Just peel it off. Like when you're a kid, you put PVA glue on your
Well, that's it.
Well,
it's
perfect
dry.
Well, that was quite satisfying, that.
Yeah,
it was
like an added.
If you're spraying it, it'd be all over your balls, all over the sides of your legs, it'd be everywhere.
Like gluey
poo. Well, they say it's like a spray on plaster. I've never seen one.
You have to get masking tape off and like mask everything else. You do it.
Your balls though. I mean, you're
that's
like
all of your balls. If it like sticks.
Yeah,
to
unless
your
you've got
candle
like,
wax.
Your dick and your balls are stuck together. It'd be a bit.
Yeah, you might want to shave first, so it could be like an hour before you fucking having it off.
Most people shave before the sexy time happens.
Unconventional.
Yeah, but so, most
not 2 minutes
men,
before.
Most men aren't bald, are they? You know, there's something going on. So
yeah,
get all in your hair, everything.
I'd just spray it in people's faces.
Oh,
just close your mouth up.
Shit.
There's an X-Files, isn't there, where that happens, where all the orifices on the body like heal over the skin. Yeah, and they cut a hole into this guy's mouth, like they put a straw in it, and then the skin grows up and covers the straw.
I don't think I
ever
saw that one.
Oh no, or was it Fringe? Might have been Fringe.
Right, I never watched that.
Fringe is good.
Have you
made
it up?
Kate Middleton was there.
Kate Middleton with no arms.
Fucking happened that.
Would any of you, like, but also, like, lads that go out take condoms, well, I guess they're not all of us. Say a guy that goes out and takes a condom with it.
Yeah.
Would they take, like, a travel size spray on condom?
Travel
well,
size condom.
That's what I'd imagine it to be, like a small, you know, no bigger than that, kind of little can. I'd imagine it to be. You wouldn't want to pull out like a big.
By that, you meant.
Yeah, just
like a small, you know, those half size Coke cans.
Yeah, like 100 mil.
Yeah. Like a Schweppes tonic.
What?
Like a Schweppes tonic.
Yeah. Kind of like a 100ml ribbed Durex spray, please. Which comes out like, you know, like an exfoliator with like blobs in it and shit.
You got to add your own. You got to add your own ribs to it. So you do the first coat, and then you can get artistic then. Like drawing ridges on it and stuff.
I don't get what problems they're trying to solve, though. Like,
well, because it's not cool, apparently. That was the one of the guys is like an art student.
What point is the condom not cool? What point is the condom not doing its job that it needs? This
exactly. He's come up with a solution for a thing that doesn't have anything.
Clearly,
problem,
this guy isn't having enough sex because he's spending all day just looking at his condoms. Yeah.
Thinking,
he's
I reckon,
rubbish.
Thinking about yeah.
No wonder I'm not getting any sex. I'm just spraying on. And then going on a rave spree, the freak. Fucking Michelle Chu. Sorry. Is it Michelle? M-I-C-H-E-L-E.
Is that not Michael?
I think it's pronounced Michelle. It's French, isn't it?
French.
I think it's French. I don't know.
Is he French-Canadian? Let's have a look at this video. You can cut it out.
Is this the video of it?
No, it's not. Oh, it is a video.
Oh, he's spraying it on a banana.
Yeah, no, they've got someone to get his dick out. He's done his own tutorial.
No, this is an ad.
Sorry, we can edit this. It's fine.
No, I'll keep it in. People love listening to us watch videos. Plus, it's a think video.
You can post the link.
So you should think when you're driving, John Crilly.
Oh, I do.
Perhaps nine student Michelle Chu has created a concept for spray-on condoms. The prototype is for males and females, but Chu writes in her pitch, "Girlplay is a condom company mainly aimed at bold and daring women, changing the hands of lovemaking." In a blog post on packagingoftheworld.com,
Chu
appears
the article.
Product to spray on bandages and claims the condoms will create the perfect fit and function. If the concept sounds familiar, it's probably because Chu is not the first to attempt to tackle this feat. Back in 2006, the German inventor came up with a similar idea. The idea gained plenty of attention, but never hit the marketplace since the product took too long to dry. But Chu swears Girlplay will be the first ever condom kit of its kind. The lover's kit includes a remote to control the condom's various effects, modes, and flavors, as well as being able to unhook the smart Now, it's important to note that this is just a prototype and not actually on the market or even going to the market anytime soon. Questions we'd actually like answered before the ever hits the market? How effective is it? Can you be allergic to it?
Yes.
And how the hell do you get it off after you've gotten off? Until then,
that'd be a messy affair, that wouldn't it?
Opinion that you arrive
trying to get some...
Picking it all up.
Yeah, and it's like, and it's filled with fucking spunk. Yeah.
Imagine like if it's not set and then she's stuck as well.
Oh, it's all over the place.
She gets pulled inside out, you know, it's all fucking mayhem.
Just as long as you don't reach for your Lynx can instead in the dark.
Well, how does
spray
that,
them
how
long,
does that
you
work?
Know?
It comes with a remote control. To do what?
It says to change the flavours.
Well, how does a remote control...
I don't know, I think it's all bullshit.
This is like Magic Alex to me, this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Absolute horse shit.
Hits horse shit. Spray it on condom.
Shit. Massively.
Yeah. Dirty shit. Fucking hell. Michelle Chu. Just fucking leave condoms alone.
Yeah. What's wrong with it?
Fucking rate good, mate. Yeah. Yeah. I think we've reached all our topics now. It's been over an hour. I feel like I've been here all fucking day.
You have.
Say goodnight, Lewis. Goodnight. Say goodnight, Daz.
Goodnight, Lewis.
Say goodnight, James. I do a James impression.
How do you do a James impression?
Just try and be miserable.
Anyway, goodbye from James as well. Goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me. This has been Wizard Sleeve.
What should we do next time?
We'll talk some more shit next time.
We'll have things to actually talk about.
You know about? I brought news.
I'll bring news next time.
It's not John's news.
Bring the news.
But I will provide material for your lose news comment.
This is the longest goodbye I've ever heard.
We can never say goodbye. No. As the song goes.
We can break into song.
We need like an I say this every time. We need like a fucking thing to end it with, like a
bunch.
And fuck you. Like, just end it.
Well, should we just go with the old staple? Bang and the dirt is gone.
You should just put a Will on screen at the end of it.
At the end of it. All right. Nice one.